This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garretson Building Supply. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman joining us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to cover a few different things here. I know it's been a busy time for county government. First of all, update folks on where we are as we approach the new fiscal year.
So, again, thank you for having me. This year has been a really interesting and complicated year in that we've done all the normal services and processes the county's ever done. And on top of that, of course, we've had this COVID response to deal with and the big, large wildfire responses. But that doesn't mean we haven't been doing all the normal stuff and kind of the regular business of the county. One of those things is really our budget adoption process, which is a very called out in a certain steps you have to take and statute. And we've done all that and had the budget hearings and the budget committees met and taken input. And we're at the point now where there's a recommended budget from the budget committee that'll be moving forward to the Board of Commissioners for final adoption. And again, that's just one of many of the normal things that we have to continue to do here at the county, along with these other emergencies or situations that come up we have to deal with.
And right now, with the state getting very close to the 70% vaccination rate for those above age 18, that is going to bring, according to the governor on Friday, a lifting of a lot of things, including many of which the commissioners have been at some points critical of how they've been implemented.
Well, certainly, I watched that same press conference on Friday. The governor had a call with chairs of boards of commissioners the day before that. Commissioner Kress participated in that. And she's announced that when the state reaches that 70% vaccination rate, that virtually all restrictions will be lifted except for a few. And then she goes on to talk a little bit about some of the stuff the federal government's still going to require, like mask on transit, public transit, health settings, and a few others. So I will tell you the one thing I've learned through this last 14, 15 months of dealing with this is that it changes every single week and sometimes multiple times during the week. So right now that's what we're told. I think she also said that it's very likely that the state will reach that 70% before the end of this month. If not sooner, so we'll see what happens.
Right now, it looks like June 21st is the date that Patrick Allen of the Oregon Health Authority said the stats right now are leading them to believe it'll be right around then, maybe a few days before, maybe a few days after, but very close, and that will bring a lot of changes, including changes for the business community.
Yeah, I think it's been very difficult for the business community. You have those business owners that are trying their very best to follow the recommendations or the mandates or call them whatever you want. But I will tell you, here in Douglas County, most businesses and restaurants and those people that have restrictions have navigated this pretty darn well. I think very few of them are exactly following. I mean, we're in this high category, as the governor describes it, which means only 25% capacity at restaurants. And I know for a fact many of the restaurants are slightly higher capacity than that, are doing what they think is best for their business, which is, again, what the county's been encouraging all along. So I think for some businesses it'll be a nice change and a big change. For other businesses it'll be just a sort of a affirmation of what they're already doing.
So when we get to this point, will that change much the county's doing, including, or rather, is part of the work of the Douglas Public Health Network?
No, I think our role and our strategy remains the same. You know, our strategy here all along has been to give people the best information as we have it. And, of course, this has evolved and changed and as new information comes in. But the best current information from a local source with the best current local recommendations, and then ask people to do the right thing. I think that strategy remains the same. I think our goal to have accessibility to vaccines or other public health services remains the same. So, you know, I think you'll see, you know, just this weekend, we decided to not do weekend daily updates over the weekend. you know, I think at some point we'll probably, you know, have a conversation around maybe doing one Facebook Live a week and maybe, you know, change the hours of the call center, or, you know, maybe even go to a frequently asked question type of information versus a call center. So I think it's just slowly unwinding kind of the, you know, the system and the team that we've put in place, but continuing to have the services that people need. We're, you know, we're just slightly over 50% vaccinated here in Douglas County. So there is going to continue to be a, you know, relatively large number of cases compared to the rest of the state or other areas that have a higher vaccination rate. So we'll still have some work to do here.
And now, as we get towards summer here, county fair happening this year, maybe a bit differently, but that was something I'm sure there was a lot of discussion for commissioners and the fair staff to get to the point you're at there.
Well, really, the fair board made that decision, and I'm happy they made that. I'm really appreciative of all the work of our fair board and fair staff has done during this pandemic. They've had a lot of decision points to make. The board does appoint the fair, the Board of Commissioners appoints the fair board, but ultimately the fair board has the authority and the task of making those decisions. I will tell you the amount of work they've done to support the services, whether it was early on the testing, drive-through test clinics, or the later the vaccine clinics, is remarkable. I've literally been out there for every single vaccine clinic and watch all the work that the fair staff puts into having the facility ready for the teams of people that come and actually do the clinic. But there's a lot of work that the fair staff has done, including right up to this last Saturday. There was a vaccine clinic out there and everything was set up perfect when the people from DPHN got out there to do the vaccine clinic. And that fair staff and fair board's done a really good job. And I'm looking forward to normalcy, right? I'm looking forward to some sense of getting back to what we are in Douglas County and having events like the fair and Music on the Half Shell and Music in the Park down in Myrtle Creek and the other festivals and parades and events that happen in our small communities. You know, the Chainsaw Festival over in Reed Sports, always a big one. And, you know, having those things happen, I will tell you, many of those folks have invited the Tiger team vaccine clinic to come set up at their event. So it'll be an opportunity for people that are still seeking vaccines to get vaccines. But more importantly, it's an opportunity for people to go out and just get to enjoy the beautiful things that Douglas County is.
All right. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman out of time for now. But Tim, thanks for being on this morning.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's of Building Supply.